Ksubis Daf Nun Dalet. We're dealing still with the issues of Tnai Ksuba, additions to the Ksuba. The basic Ksuba is that if a woman, it's a safety net. If a woman gets divorced, if a married woman becomes a widow, there's a safety net to protect her. Namely, she has to get from her husband, if she was a basula when they married, 200 zuz. If she was an almana when they married, 100 zuz. But Chazal instituted additions to the ksuba, other conditions of the ksuba, as we've learned, that if she gets taken captive, the husband has to redeem her. If she died before the husband, ksuba's been indifferent, her dowry and the ksuba do her go to her male sons. We've learned about now the mizonos, that if she dies, if her husband dies during her lifetime and the children are orphans, the girls still get food from the husband's estate until they either become a bogeres or until they have an nisuin. So the Gemara is dealing with that issue, the issue of mizonos, the girls being entitled to food from the husband's estate. So we're in Nun Gimel Amid Beis, at the two dots, Simen de Gavri, etc. So we'll start after the two dots. Bo minei mei Rav Sheshes. They ask the question of Rav Sheshes. Let's say you have a situation where there's an orphan girl, and her father is dead, so she's entitled, based on the ksuba, to get food from the estate. Now, midor raisa, she's a ktana, she can't be married off, but midor rabbanan, as we learned in Maseches Yevamos, there is such a thing as a brother or a mother marrying off a daughter who is a minor. Let's say her brothers married her off, but since it's only a marriage midor rabbanan, at any point she can be mimayin. She can say, I don't want to be with you anymore, and then the whole thing is retroactively annulled. So what happens if that's what happened? You had a girl who was 10 years old. She was eating from her father's estate. Her brother married her off with betrothal and then with nisuin. Now she stopped eating from her father's estate and her husband was feeding her. But then she was mimayin. And she comes back to her father's home. Yesh la mizonos. Does she go back to getting the mizonos? So ain la mizonos. She doesn't get food from her father's estate. Amaluhu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said back to the students who had asked the question, Tenisua, we learned it in a braisa. Almana bevei saviha. If a widow, a woman is a widow, a young girl is a widow, but she's still in her father's home. Grusha, she's a divorcee, but she's bevei saviha, she's back in her father's home. Shomeres yavam, her husband died, she's waiting for his brother to marry her. She's a shomeres yavam, and bevei saviha, she's back in her father's home. Yesh la mizono, she gets food from her father's estate. Her father's estate is to give her the mizonos. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, the Bevei Saviyav, she's still in her father's home. Yesh lemizonos, she's entitled to food from her father's estate. Ein Bevei Saviyav, she's not still in her father's home. Ein la mizonos, she's not entitled to food from the father's estate. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, hainu taina kama. One second, two opinions are the same thing. If she's in her father's home, she gets food from his estate. Elalav, so what do you have to say? Read it closely, and then we can say that they're actually disagreeing in the case of Mir. If she is a girl who was married off, and then she was Mimayin, according to the Tana Kama, once she's Bevei Saviyah, she gets her gets food again. However, Behuda used the terminology of Oda Bevei Saviyah, she's still in her father's home, namely that she never really left it. But in the case of Miun, she had left her father's home because she was Nesua once. Then she did Miun. So then, according to Behuda, the case of Mimahenes would not get food. But Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish asked the question. What about the following case? We're learning that there's a Tnai Ksuba. There's an addition to the Ksuba that the husband has to provide for the daughters of this woman until they get married. Well, what about if the ksuba really wasn't from him, because it's an unusual ksuba? How would that be? That's in the case of Yibum. As we know, if a man is married to a woman, and then he has no children, and he dies, his brother is to marry her, that's called Yibum, or to give her a chalitza, whereby she can go marry other people. Well, let's say a man died. His wife then went and had Yibum done to her with his brother. And now, this brother, she had a child from the brother, and now the brother died. And we want to know about not only giving the wife her money, you know, money for her ksuba, but what about using his estate, the estate of this brother, to feed his daughter. Bas Yavama, yesh la mezonos, so ein la mezonos. Is she entitled to mezonos or not? Why? Kevan damar mar, since we've learned. Ksubas al nechse bai la harishon, and in the case of Yibum, when the Yavam dies, whose funds actually give the wife her ksuba? The first husband. So since it's the first husband, and he this is not his daughter, so then lesla, so the tnai ksuba doesn't come to her. From, let's say there was no money left from that, so then there's no tnai ksuba. Oh, Dilmore, maybe kevan di lesla marishan, if there wouldn't be any money in the first husband, then tkin l'rabbanu misheni, then the rabbis instituted that the yavam's funds are to be used to give the yavama her ksuba. Islay. So since the rabbis instituted a ksuba from him, maybe they also instituted a tznai ksuba from him. And maybe the tznai ksuba does apply in this case. So teiku, we are not sure. Next question, which we're not sure about. Boy, Rabbi Elazar, asked the question. We learned in Maseches Yevamos that there are, same way there are biblically prohibited relationships, let's say a man sleeping with his daughter, there are rabbinic prohibited relationships, like a great-grandmother, that a person shouldn't marry his great-grandmother. Those are called shnios la'arayos, secondary to arayos. But Rabbi Elazar blesses the question. Ask shnia. Let's say you have a man who went and violated this law, and he married a shnia la'erva, and he had a daughter from her. So now, and then he dies. Yesh lemezonos, does his estate, do his sons have to give her food until she gets married? Oh, ein lemezonos, so she's not entitled to food from the estate. She's not entitled to the tznai ksuba. Okay, with the lesla ksuba, since her mother doesn't get a ksuba because she did an aveira. Lesla mezonos, so the daughter of this mother doesn't get the mezonos, which is part of the ksuba. Oh, do more maybe. Ima da avdra isura, the mother did an aveira. Aveira de rabbanan, but an aveira. Kansura rabbanan, and the rabbis find her to lose the ksuba. But her child didn't do an aveira. Id lo avda yisura, this child didn't do an aveira. Lo kansur rabbanan, the rabbis didn't make a knas, and then she should be entitled to the mezonos. Teiku, again, we weren't sure. But Rav asked a question. Bas arusa, let's say a man betroths a woman, and then he didn't do nisuin, but he had relations with this woman, and he had a daughter from her. And then he dies. Yesh le mezonos, is she entitled to mezonos? O ein le mezonos, or is she not entitled to the food from his estate? Given this isla ksuba, since really this girl's mother should be getting a ksuba, as Rashi says, Rabbanan tikonami la rusa, isla, so then she should get the tznai ksuba. Maybe given the lotkin Rabbanan ksuba, the rabbis didn't institute that the ksuba should be written yet. Ad shas nesuin, they only instituted it at the nesuin, it gets written. And therefore, since the ksuba hasn't been written in this case, so then lesla, there is no tznai ksuba yet. Teiku, again, we're not sure. Boy, Rav Papa asked the question. Bas anusa, if a man, Nebuch, rapes a naira, he rapes a young girl, a 12-year-old, as we've learned, he has to pay a knas, he has to pay a fine to her father, and he has to stay married to her for the rest of his life. So bas anusa, yesh la mezonos, oh ein la mezonos. Is she entitled to mezonos, to food from his estate if he dies or not? According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it wouldn't be a question. Damar, he taught yesh la ksuba mana. He holds that an anusa, a girl who was the victim of rape, is entitled to a ksuba of 100. So she's entitled to a ksuba, her daughter would be entitled to the tznai ksuba. But the question would be, Aliba de Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, the army who say, Yatza Kesef Knasa Biksubasa, since the father pays the rapist pays a fine to the father, that's in place of the ksuba, and she's not entitled to a ksuba. So now, what's the halacha? Came into Lesla Ksuba, Lesla Mezonit. Since the mother doesn't have a ksuba, there can't be a tnai ksuba to give the daughter's mezonos. Odomor, maybe ksuba, time of my. The whole reason of ksuba is Kadesh Lote Kalabain of Lotzia. Chazal instituted ksuba to make divorce something unpleasant and make it unusual. They didn't want people to get married and then just throw women away. So they wanted to make it hard. They said, okay, you're going to have to give her money when you divorce her, 200 zuz to support her for a year. So the whole point is to make divorce uncomfortable. So therefore, but in the case of ones, he can't divorce her anyway. So that's why, because since he's the rapist, he's not allowed to divorce her. That's why they didn't institute a law of ksuba. But if they didn't institute a law of ksuba, because the ksuba didn't apply, but the tnai ksuba, that the daughter should be taken care of, maybe that does apply. And they did institute tnai ksuba to the daughter of the victim of rape. And so take who we are not sure. We learned in the Mishnah, another condition of the ksuba, besides ksubas b'nei dichrin and mizonos to the banot, is that the widow herself can stay in the home of her deceased husband and can get food from the deceased husband until she marries somebody else. He writes, Ate yatvi bevesi, you can live in my home. Tani Rav Yosef taught in a braisa, bevesi, if he leaves a home and he's off and she wants to continue living in the home, that she can do as part of the tnai ksuba. However, if he didn't leave a home, velo bevikti, he just left over a shack, and his kids have no room there. And they say, listen, if our father's wife is here too, we really can't live here. Then she's not entitled to live in the shack. Avol mezona isla, but still the kids would have to provide her from the estate of her deceased husband with food. In the case of a bikta, where all that was left was a shack, afila mezona, nami lesla. She doesn't even get the mezonas. Because again, the language of the ksuba is bevesi, but not bevikti. Not like Mar Baravashi, but rather she is entitled to the mezonos. If what her husband had left over was a shack, and the children don't want her to live there, she can't force them to let her live there, but she is still able to get mezonos. Rav Ashi Yom Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Ashi said in the name of Rav Nachman, the name of Shmuel, Tvalu Lihinase, if the widow was offered marriage, she was asked for a nisuin, Vinespaisa, and she agreed, so then the language of the ksuba doesn't apply to her. The language of the ksuba is called Yimei Meger Almanuseich. She's not an almana anymore. She's not, you know, in the bitterness of being an almana. In Lamazona, she doesn't get food anymore from the estate of her deceased husband. Halona Spaisa. So wait 1 second. If she just chose not to agree, Yeshla, she still gets Mizonos, food from the estate of the husband. It doesn't seem fair. She's choosing to be picky. Why should the orphans have to keep paying her food costs? I'm Ravanan. Ravanan explained, I understand the lesson of the master Shmuel. If she refuses marriage because she wants to maintain the honor of her deceased husband, so she's staying alone for her husband's sake, she still is entitled to food from the estate of her husband, from the wealth of her husband. But if she says, she just says, listen, these are people that are not fit for me, I don't want to be married to them, Ein la mizonos. She's not entitled to mizonos. Because she's being picky, so then she loses the mizonos from the estate of her husband. Amar Rav Chisda said, Zinta, if the widow slept with somebody, ein la mizonos, then she's not entitled to food from her husband's estate. Amar Rav Yosef went even further, and actually less. Kichla upirchsa. Again, remember the lashon of the ksuba was kol yemei meger almanuseich. But if she put on rouge and blue eyeliner, so she's looking to get married, as Rashi says. Gal yodaita she sung de lo machmas kavod baila ma'akeves linase. It's not that she wants to honor her husband that's preventing her from going to get married. She's looking to get married. And ein la mezona, she's no longer entitled to food from his estate. Ma'adamar zinto, the one who says it, if she was mezana, if she slept with somebody, then she's no longer entitled to the mezonos kol shekin kichlo pirkasa. Certainly if she put on the blue eyeliner and the rouge, ma'adamar kichlo pirkasa, but the one who says it, if she put on the blue eyeliner and the rouge, aval zinta, maybe if she was mezana isla, she still gets mezonos, because my time, what's the reason? Yetzer ansa. Really, she wants to be loyal to her husband, but the yetzer, the desire to have relations, overcame her, and she slept with somebody.
However, v'lesel chasakachol hanishmaitza, halacha is not like all of these various traditions that pirchasa and kichla and zinta lose mizonos. Rather, elakiyadam rav Yehuda mar Shmuel. But the lesson is, this halacha is true. Hatovas ksuvasa bevezdin, if a woman comes into the court and demands her ksuba, she's a widow, then ain la mizonos. Then she's no longer in her husband's domain, and she's no longer getting mizonos from his estate. V'lo, is that so? Aivu atanu, we learned in her b'raisa machra ksubasa, she sold her ksuba. Umishkina ksubasa, she gave her ksuba, she collateralized it, she gave it as a guarantee to a loan. Asta ksubasa putiki, the land of her ksuba, she said it should be a loan, should be used to pay off a different loan. La'acher, then ain la mizonos. Then she doesn't get food from the husband's estate. Hani, these actions cause her not to get food. Aval tovas, but if she just asked for the ksuba lo, she still gets the food. So Gemara says, no. Hani, these actions, bein bevezdin, whether it's done in bezdin, bein shloi bevezdin, or outside of bezdin, she forfeits the food. Tovas, but if she asked for the ksuba bevezdin, and only if she demanded it in bezdin, shloi bevezdin, outside of bezdin, lo, it wouldn't cause her to lose rights to the food if she made the demand outside of bezdin. Then we learned in the Mishnah, back on the Gimelim and Beis, Kachayu Kosvin, Anshe Yerushalayim Kosvin, Anshe Galil were like Anshe Yerushalayim. However, Anshe Yehuda used to write, Ad Sheyirtzra Yarshan Litin Lach Ksubase, that she's entitled to food until the children of her deceased husband want to give her a ksuba. But if they want to give her the ksuba, they give her the ksuba, and she's no longer entitled to food. Not that it's up to her, it's up to them. Itmar, we learned Rav Amar Halacha Kanchi Yehuda, Halacha is like Kanchi Yehuda, that it's up to her. Shmuel, it's up to the children. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said Halacha, they can terminate this arrangement of her getting the food by them coming forward and saying, here we're giving you the ksuba. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said Halacha Kanchi Galil, Halacha is like Kanchi Galil, it's up to her. If she didn't ask for the ksuba, she's Megra al Manuseich, she's still, you know, in the bitterness of the mourning of being a widow, she's still entitled to food from her husband's estate. Bavel v'chol parvada, Bavel and all of its suburbs, Nahu kirav, they had the practice of Rav, that it's up to the children. Narda v'chol parvada, Nahu kishmul, it's up to her. Ayi bas mechoza, there was this girl from mechoza, Davin esivul narda, she married a guy from narda. Also, the comedy of Nachman, they came to Rav Nachman, Shama Lekala, the Bas Mechoza, he heard the rumors that she was from Mechoza, Amalusa. He said to them, listen, Bavel Vachol Parvata, Bavel and all of its suburbs, Nahu Kirav, they act like Rav, and namely, if the orphans want to pay off the Ksuba, that's it, you can no longer get the Mizonos from the estate. Amrule, but they said to Rav Nachman, Vahala Naharda Nasiva, but she married a Naharda guy, and Naharda used to act like Shmuel, that it is up to her. Amalusa, he said, Iyachi Narda v'chol parvada, no kishmuel. Narda and all of its suburbs act like Shmuel, and she's still entitled to food from the estate until she demands her ksuba in best. Vad hecha Narda, how far is Narda's areas? Ad hecha de sagi kava de Narda. So the area where they keep using the measuring cups of Narda. Itmar, we learned. Almana, a widow, who's coming to collect her ksuba. Rav Amar Shamin Mashallah, we figure out the value of the clothing that she's wearing. Let's say it's 100 zuz. That's already the 100 zuz. And then the other 100 zuz is what's paid. Shmuel Amar in Shaman Mashallah. Shmuel says, we give her the 200 zuz, and we don't count what she's wearing. She can keep what she's wearing. Amar Avchia Bar Avin. Avchia Bar Avin said, V'chilufa Balakit. The opposite in terms of Rav and Shmuel would be with an employee. Let's say there's an employee, and his employer bought him clothes. And now he's leaving and he's collecting his wages. Rav would say, okay, he just gets his wages. Shmuel will say, no, we see what the clothes are worth. We subtract that from the amount of the wages and then we add the difference as the wages. Rav Kahana, Master Rav Kahana said, no, v'chein balakit. It's the same opinions in regards to a employee. Rav said the clothing costs are subtracted from the wages and Shmuel said they aren't. Manach basimana, here's a simon to remember this. Yasma ve'armalta, either the orphan or the widow, shalach upuk, take off their clothing and send them away. In other words, if they're taking their clothing, that's something that they're not entitled to, that gets subtracted from the wages. Rav Nachman said, "Afal gav detnan b'masnisim kavasei de Shmuel." Even though we have a Mishnah like Shmuel, hilchasa kavasei de Rav. Halacha though is like Rav. It's not written in a Mishnah. Echad amakdish nechasav. Whether a person is trying to give to Hekdesh all of his possessions, v'echad amarech esatzma, or he says to Hekdesh that his own erech is given to Hekdesh, ein lo lo b'ksus ishto. Clothing of his wife, if he was makdish all of his nechasim, is not included in that. V'lo b'ksus banav, nor is the clothing of his children. V'lo b'tzeva shetzeva l'shman, nor even the clothing that he died for them. He's dying that clothing for them. V'lo b'sandalim chadashim, even new sandals shalakach l'shman that he bought for his wife or his kids, is no longer his nechasim, and he can't give it to Hekdesh. That seems like Shmuel's right, that she keeps the clothing, it's her clothing. So Amar Le Rav or Rav Nachman, so Rav said to Rav Nachman, how could you say Shmuel is right from a Mishnah, but you don't pass him like him? If we have a Mishnah saying Shmuel is right, why is Halacha like Rav, that the clothing is his, and it's get, and when he gives it to her, he's giving her his money as part of the ksuba? Amar Le, so he said, L'chora k'shmuel riheita. The simple reading looks like it's going like Shmuel. That's the way it seems to flow. But kimiyayim tababa, when you look at it carefully, Hilchasa kavasi de Rav, halacha is still like Rav. My time, what's the reason? Ki akni la, because when a person is giving the clothing, he bought the clothing, he gave it to her. So adaitam lemekum kameh, he gave it to her so that she would be standing before him with this clothing. However, once he's divorcing her, that she should leave with the clothing, he never gave it to her. And therefore, once she's leaving, because she's getting a divorce, or she's a widow, she's leaving, so now he never gave it to her for those circumstances. So now, it's really his again, and to give it to her would have to be subtracted from the amount of the ksuba. A story, Kalasa de Bei Baral Yashiv, the daughter-in-law is the home of Baral Yashiv, have a katava ksubasa miyasmi. She demanded the ksuba from the orphans. Have a kamamti luhu dina. She was bringing them into the court. Ami, they said, zila lan milsa de tizli hachi. It's a disgrace to us that this is what our father's wife looks like. So Azla, so she went, and levishtinu v'achsetinu lukulu mani. She put on all of the clothing. They came before Avinu. Amalu, he said, "Ilchasa kavasi derav." All that clothing that you're wearing, you get to keep, but you can subtract it from the ksuba. Damar almana shaman mashallah. Ahu damaluhu. There was a fellow who was dying, and we learned in Maseches Baba Basra, "Divrei shchiv merak ksuvin ukimisurin dami." The wishes of a dying man are like a tnai; it's like a shtar that was already written and executed. So there was a fellow who told the people around him he was dying, Nadunya Lebras, these possessions that are seemingly for a dowry, they are for a dowry for my daughter. Then he died. And then Zal Nadunya, those possessions went down in value. So I'm Ravidi Bar Avin, Pornali Yasmi. So Ravina Bar Yasmi said that the children, the sons, okay, they got this benefit. So they only have to give these items, and these items are now worth less. They got the profit. Ahuda Amalulu was a dying man who used a bit of a different terminology. He said, Arba Mea Zuzi, 400 Zuz, Min Chamra, from my wine, Lebras, should be given to my daughter as a dowry. So he said a certain amount, 400 Zuz, but he also said where it's coming from the wine. Iker Chamra. Then the wine went up in value. So Rav Yosef said again, Revachal Yasmi, the boys got that profit because he promised a number, and that number has to be given, but not the wine itself. Kravid Rabbi Yochanan, the relatives of Rabbi Yochanan, Havalu Itis Abba, there was a wife of their father, Dahava Kamafsa de Mazoni, who was ruining the Mazono. She was eating a lot, and it was very expensive, so a lot of money had to be spent on her food. Also, Lakamid Rabbi Yochanan, so these relatives came to Rabbi Yochanan with this complaint. Amaluhu, so he said to them, Izilu v'amrile la'avuchon, go tell your father, who has this wife who's so problematic, that what he should do is d'niyachad la'ara l'mezona. He should take a piece of land and say, this is the land for all of your mezonos costs. And then that's it. That's the land he's going to provide for her, and then he doesn't have to give her any more. Also, the Kami the Rish Lakish, they came before Rish Lakish. Amalu, he said, you know, Kol Shekin Shiriba La Mizonos. If he did that, all that means is that if she's not happy with the amount of food that she's getting, she can get the extras from this piece of land that was given to her. But in terms of trying to take the whole obligation of mizonos and limit it only to this piece of land, he can't do because all of his nechasim already meshubed to the land. Amr Leis, they said to him, but for Rabbi Yochanan lo amarach, Rabbi Yochanan told us this was a solution. Amr Lehus, he said to them, Zilu Havula, I'm telling you, you have to give her more. Vilo, if you don't, mafikna lechu Rabbi Yochanan miyunaych, I'm going to take Rabbi Yochanan out of your ears. Also, the comedy of Yochanan, they came back to Rabbi Yochanan. Amr Lehus, he said, Maya, so what can I do? Shekinegdi chaluk alai, someone equal to me is disagreeing with me. Amr Rabbi Vo said, Didi mifrishali minedi Rabbi Yochanan. Something was explained to me in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, or from Rabbi Yochanan himself. Amar limizonos. If a person said, here is land for mizonos, to his wife who's eating so much, so riba la mizonos, then Rish Lakish is right. He just added another source if she wants extras. But if he said, this is land for you, bimizonos, so this is the land with the mizonos. What he's saying is, b'chov mizonos sheyesh lach alai, the obligation of mizonos that you have on me, this is the piron lach, this is your going to pay you, and then katzis la mizonos, he's actually cutting off how much mizonos she's entitled to. Hadron alach, bezis Hashem yizbarach, perek naira. Next perek. Even though the halacha is that the Chazal said that if a virgin gets married and then the marriage ends through divorce or widowhood, she gets 200. Almana, a widow who had gotten married, is entitled to 100 zuz. And Ratzala Yosef, if the husband wants to add, afilu mea mana Yosef, even 100 zuz, he can add. This armlon is garsha, when a woman gets widowed or divorced, beimin eris and beimin agerish, even if all that there was betrothal, or if all that there was nesuin, or if there was already nesuin, kova sakol, she gets the full 300 once he added the 100. Elazar ben Azariah omer, no. Min nesuin, if there was a nesuin, kova sakol, she gets the tosefes as well. But min erisin, if there's widowhood only from erisin, Basula gova masayim valmana mana, then she's only entitled to the basic amounts. A virgin gets 200, a widow gets 100. Shlokasav la el almanas lakonsa, because he only wrote that addition thinking that he was going to have an esuin. Rabbi Yehuda says, imratza, if a person wants, he can have a ksuba of even less than the 200 and the 100. Kosev le basula shtar shel masayim, he can write the shtar ksuba to a basula where it's 200. Vi kosevis, and she can write his kabalti mim chamana, I received from you 100, so you really only owe me 100. Ul al mana mana, and to the widow he can say 100. Vi kosevas, and she can write his kabalti mimcha chamishim zuz, I got from you 50 zuz. Rabbi Meir says kol hapoches, and therefore she's only owed 50. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Kol hapoches lepsulim masayim al mana mimana, anyone who is subtracting to a widow from to a virgin from 200 or to a widow from 100, he's not allowed to be married to this woman. If he stays and he has relations with her, it is intercourse of znus, intercourse that wasn't marriage. Says the Gemara, pshita, of course a person can add to the ksuba, why not? So now the Tamei would have thought to say kitzus avdu rabbanan, maybe the rabbi set it a limit, only 200, so levai shes mishenlo, to not embarrass the poor people who can't add. Mashmah, they didn't do that, and a person can add to the amount of the ksuba.